Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Be like, Gatch? Gatch, are you in there? This isn't funny anymore, Gatch. Because I saw you go in there and now you're just not saying anything. Hey, everybody, welcome to the fucking Terry and Gatch comedy show.
Dave's now. Oh, man.
Hour. It's Friday the 13th. I think this is our first Friday the 13th episode. 13th episode? No. 200th episode. Episode 542.
Dude, it's all sorts of shit this week.
I know. 9/11, 200.
913.
Fucking weird, dude. Jason Voorhees.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to it. My name is Terry Guile. Across the table is my co-host,
Gatch Voorhees.
Gash Voorhees. Gash.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever call you Gash?
Yep.
Oh, man. How could I not have thought of that by now? Dustin Gash.
Yeah.
You got dust in your gash. Man, I'm
full.
That
was a classic.
I know. Probably never heard that, huh?
No.
Gash. Hey, Gash. Gash hole? How about that?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Dustin Gash hole.
Yeah, I have not heard that one.
You got dust in your
gash
hole.
I've heard the hole before with various prefixes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That ended abruptly.
Dick hole, asshole.
Gash hole.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Oh, man. I'm so full right now. It happens every time.
Too.
It's fat ass.
So
Friday.
No.
But yeah.
Maybe on Friday the 13th, and you get a free
knife
Friday.
To the face.
Yep.
If you wear your Jason mask in there while you order your pizza, you will get. They will throw pizza sauce on you to make it look like blood.
Dude, that'd be cool.
Blood. Maybe you'd have a Jason pizza.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like a big slab of mozzarella that looked like the mask.
Or just like make the pepperonis strategically placed to where it looked like littler pepperonis for all the little holes and then the fate hole. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows what you're going to get.
There's already a lot of blood on pizza.
There's a lot of blood. Blood pizza.
Blood
just
pizza.
Just on a piece of cardboard. I wonder if any of our listeners ever had any bad luck on Friday the 13th, because that's when bad things are supposed to happen to you. Like,
I don't know.
Like you get killed by a fucking
I've never
guy.
Had anything bad happen to me on Friday the 13th, not to where I can remember saying, damn, Friday the 13th.
Got me again.
Yep.
Foiled again.
No black cats. You scared of black cats?
No, I'm not. I'm only scared of cats if they're like vicious and feral. Uh-huh. If they happen to be black, then yes, I'm scared of a black cat. I'm scared that I'm going to kill one of my cats.
Really?
Yeah. That's fucking pissing me off.
Why?
Because it keeps shitting and puking all over the place.
You know, they're not that domesticated, though, cats. Only for a few thousand years, or you know. That's relatively new from a wild cat.
My wife had a friend tell her that she thought that we were torturing our cats because we don't let them go outside. I mean,
well,
we let them go
outside. That's not torturing.
Because they have have a inborn instinct to roam and blah, blah, blah. They got plenty of fucking square footage to roam in the house.
Yeah.
My cat's perfectly content.
Do they ever catch mice in your house?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. See, this is where they're getting their hunting, too.
And they play around with each other, run through the house, chasing mm-hmm. each other like little kids. Yeah. They get their exercise, and I play with the little, it's not a fishing pole, but it's a stick with a feather and a string on it
mm-hmm.
that you buy at the cat store.
Yeah. The cat store? Is that a place?
In Brownsville, it's called Paws for a Cause.
Oh, really?
It's a pun.
Hmm.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. And so I went in there to get some flea medicine. It's that kind you just put a drop on the back of their neck.
Uh-huh.
Covers their whole body somehow. Kills all the fleas.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that works, but they work fucking awesome.
You know what it's like?
Uh-uh.
Drop it's acid. Like the fucking under the dome. You drop the drop and then vroom.
Yep.
A force field around the whole damn
thing. So what that does is I guess it, I don't know how it works, but you put it there so they can't lick it.
You know. I think it goes into the bloodstream and spreads it to the skin, I guess. I don't know.
It must. And then within like 3 or 4 days, she was completely clear mm-hmm. of fleas and no flea dirt on her belly, which I found out flea dirt is a term for that. It's stuff.
Like dander.
It looks like dead fleas, but it's not. Found out it's flea poop.
Mm-hmm.
It's flea shit.
Yeah.
Well, look at that dude.
Flea poop. Dude, that guy is messed up.
That almost looks like that dude from The Wire, man. When he sprawled out on the hood of that car, just mm-hmm. all burnt up and cut up and fucked up the butt. But see, now that I'm watching it, you know, and I've watched it, and then a couple episodes I fell asleep during, so I just started that episode over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd find myself, oh, I really remember this. So I fast forward. And,
yeah.
Really now starting to make the connection by the looks and the actions of Stringer being the guy from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
At first, he wasn't on there a lot.
Yeah.
He wasn't like one of the main characters, but now he's getting more
involved. He's a behind the scenes. You don't see him on the street level.
Right.
You know, and
he's upper management.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and he's kind of the brains of the outfit.
He picks a couple people to deal with.
Yeah, and the guy behind him, who I think is his brother, or they're like close friends or whatever. What's the other guy's name? I can't think. You know, the one that just got out of prison or whatever.
Yeah,
The main.
The guy, D'Angelo.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and so I think the last episode I watched was the one where...
Avon Barker.
Avon Barker's the other one, yeah.
D'Angelo's the little cousin's... Yeah, like kind of like the leader,
the bald-headed guy.
Yeah,
yeah, and he tries to keep all the minions in check. let's see what was
and having his own kind of thinking. Like it doesn't have to go down like this.
Yeah,
you know?
They'll all be violent and fucking.
Yeah,
punches.
You know, like, that's something that probably many people, as they are surrounded by that gang mentality, to where you're growing up in that kind of a neighborhood. Probably a lot of them have those thoughts and go through that.
It's where that white guy that I don't like on the force that shot that guy
the guy that doesn't look like he would do something like that.
He vindicated himself by cracking the code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the number because he likes word puzzles.
Yep.
But
he kind of put himself finally to use.
Yeah.
Even though he's
and then old McNulty like kissed him on the lips. That was pretty funny. But yeah, pretty good. I think I got one more episode to watch, and then we'll carry on from there. But definitely interesting. I find myself thinking I'm sleepy, and then I'll turn it on, and I'll watch a whole episode, which is almost an hour, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're an hour long. Are they 50 minutes or something?
They're between 50 and 'cause
HBO doesn't have a set time of commercials in between, and they can start on the 25 or the 15. They make their own rules.
That's right, biatches.
Like cable TV.
Yeah.
They have to start at 1.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at late night, Comedy Central does a weird thing. Well, they'll start show at 10 after.
Mm-hmm. The five-minute block.
They'll get
things.
Off, and then they'll show like a short, like an edited version of Comedy Central Presents.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I have my DVR set to record it, it'll record 19 minutes. Of a 30-minute show. And it's the full show, but they just cut out a lot of the stuff so they can have a little 20-minute filler to make up for that 10-minute discrepancy that they came because they showed a movie that was longer than the allotted time. Or just cut out some of the commercials, you fuckers.
They used to get that thing, too, where you would get the... where you'd start recording and they started doing shows at like 10:31, so you'd miss like the last minute or the little office little snippet that they do at the end.
And then the time gag reel. I think Queens of the Stone Age was on Jimmy Kimmel a month or so ago, and so the band's always the last thing, and the show usually gets over at 12:35 or whatever it is, you know, an hour. News doesn't get over till 11:35, so you can say, you can customize it and say, I want to start this episode 5 minutes early or whatever. So I just said I was going to record Nightline, which was on after it or whatever was on after Jimmy Kimmel.
And just recorded it 15 minutes or so before.
And then end up recording the whole fucking Nightline. But Queens of the Stone Age was right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then someone deleted it because they're like, why would you have Nightline recorded? Delete. I'm like,
why not?
I'm glad Big Brother's almost over. God. Fuck.
You get to watching that?
I don't. And everybody does, and then I...
Well, I didn't know if other people in your house did.
No, so. Dana does.
Oh, so you get it on the DVR is what you're saying.
Yeah, and she likes to record every episode of Big Brother and every episode of Big Brother After Dark.
Ooh, that's a lot of programming.
I know, so like then the next thing I know, I'm getting ready to go watch the thing, and I look on my DVR and it says, available time left, 57 minutes. And I'm like, fuck, I can't even record one show, and I'll go through and delete some stuff, and it's a bunch of repeats of... Housewives of Atlanta and
it's like, those non-celebrity shows.
She's like, I just haven't recorded all episodes in case that comes up one that I haven't seen before.
Can't you do just the new ones?
Yeah, but that's her excuse.
Oh, okay.
I answered your question before you asked
me.
That's what I'd say to her.
Yep.
Can't you just record the new ones?
Mm-hmm.
No, I like to have it record all in case they replay one that I might not have seen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to clog up. One day they had like a 12-episode marathon.
See, there were shows when I had DVR functions. There were shows that would do that no matter what. Like when a show is on syndicate and it doesn't have the exact synopsis of the episode. So it says like South Park, a TV sitcom based on four boys that live in South Park, Colorado.
Yeah.
And then it records all of them as if they're new. I just, that's probably when I stopped watching South Park, just because I turned it off.
Yeah.
I don't
know. I haven't seen any of their new ones yet, but I think I have up to 14. I burn myself out on them. I enjoy it when it comes on the TV. I'll watch it, but I don't get the DVDs out and watch them anymore.
Yeah.
If I lost my cable, I probably would.
You think
I still watch
it was overtaken by Trailer Park Boys?
Could have been.
Yeah.
I was going to mention that, as a matter of fact, because they have wrapped. I think I mentioned that before. They wrapped season 8. It's all finished up. And the movie's all finished up. And I'm just excited. I don't know. Us Americans always have to wait so long for it to come out. So I just listen to the theme song every once in a while.
You know what I'm excited about?
What?
Season 6. Is that coming up? Season 6 of Us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Monday. This is the 200th episode. We're supposed to be celebrating right now.
I know. We're celebrating.
The pipe. I didn't think we
had a noisemaker. Let me pull up the. Let me draw the curtains. Curtain contest.
Let me Let me snoke some smork. I'm going to snort some coke.
Smorkity smork.
And suck my dork. The Swedish chef will teach you how to... I don't know what he teaches you how to do.
Dude, it is Friday the 13th, and that was a movie. And so speaking of that, I have some facts about the movie of Psycho.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with Friday the 13th.
Sure it does. It's a knife-wielding motherfucker.
Did you know the shower scene? These are all about the shower scene.
All right. And we're talking the original 60s one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a 3-minute scene. Featured 77 different camera angles and took 6 days to shoot.
Well, it's not that great of a scene, if you ask me.
And most are extreme close-ups and includes 50 cuts.
Huh.
And the blood was chocolate syrup.
Because it was black and white.
The fake blood of choice in the industry for black and white films.
Wow.
And the sound of the knife entering the flesh was plunging the knife into a melon.
Ooh. How interesting.
And, yeah, despite some rumors, here's some rumors that they've shot down. She herself said that a stunt double was never seen.
Huh.
Hmm. And that ice-cold water was not used to help her scream.
I wonder who said that in the first place.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah. And you can see the knife puncture her skin.
How? It's not real.
No, well, it's a prop, but many say that there's not an actual scene.
Oh, but there is because it's such a quick cut.
Yeah. If you go frame by frame, you'll see it.
But, yeah.
You know, you got to get down and diddy.
Got to get down and boogie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I have for Psycho.
All right. Maybe I should have been playing the Psycho music. That was kind of a nice touch. Ah, I dropped my phone with the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
Now what's going on here? I just had son of a bitch.
You just had son of a bitch.
I had son of a bitch.
What do people want us to do in the sixth season? Is it the sixth or the fifth?
This is the fifth. This is the last episode of the fifth season. It's going to be the sixth season.
Sixth season.
I see people.
Man.
I see dead people.
Yeah.
It's the sixth sense season.
Hmm.
So what do you know about Jason Voorhees?
I don't know much. I didn't watch any of the movies.
Not one? Not any of them?
Nope. Dude, it's weird, huh?
That is weird. It's too
I've
late.
I've probably seen...
It's well, too late now.
That's what I thought. Like back in 89.
I could loan you the first three.
I wasn't able to see R-rated movies in the theater without a parent until I was 1993.
Well, did you know?
And so that was like Jason versus Freddy, right?
Well, not quite, but yeah.
Jason X.
Yeah.
When they sent him into space.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, really?
Spacing.
You want me to get into these movies now? They're sending him into space? Come on.
Spacing Voorhees.
And I know that he was chained and drowned at one point from a boat was one ending.
Oh, man, that was such a scary ending from number one.
Uh-huh.
Still gets me to jump sometimes.
Really?
I know it's coming.
Well, yeah. Maybe I'll watch him. I might have like tried to watch him, and then they just kind of...
Did you know that the hockey goalie mask did not appear until Friday the 13th, Part 3?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And that's in 3D, and that was one of their shitty ones. Everybody wanted to put out a cool 3D movie for number 3, and they were just rushed to put it out.
You know what I was watching? Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. April Fool's Day.
Spaceballs.
No.
I mean, I didn't Meatballs. Watch I meant Meatballs.
Well, yeah. If I could, yeah. That was like porn for a kid back then.
Did you know it wasn't
when
until...
When you're like 12.
It wasn't until part 7, or part 6, Jason Lives, when they gave him superhuman strength and regenerative powers.
Hmm. Part 6?
Yeah, Jason Lives.
He came back at the end of every movie, didn't he?
No, number 4 was the final chapter.
No, but I mean, they took care of... They killed him before that, right?
No.
I guess not.
They always thought they'd... It's kind of like Michael Myers.
They thought
Myers.
They did.
Yeah. But he was always gone. He always took off. Yeah, he's a poor... You know, his mom used to abuse him. He killed his mom. He cut his mom's head off and put it in the refrigerator.
Hmm. I think I've seen a good number of Halloween movies.
Ah.
And then... but that was more recently.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Nightmare on Elm Street I liked... The Friday the 13th, there are so many, and everyone always said they were all the same. And so I never really, I don't know. I guess that kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
Even though I don't, you know, I mean, so is Saw 1 through 1200.
Yeah. I lost it at about 4 on those. I couldn't watch.
I don't even know if I've seen the last one or not, but I don't want to watch it again.
Because you won't remember if you saw it, because it's so much like all the rest of them.
Yeah.
So unbelievable. Unbelievable. 200 episodes.
Unbelievable.
200 episodes we've done now, and we thank you guys for listening.
Oh, yes.
There's no way you're ever going to catch up if you're just starting kind of like the Jason movies. There's no need to go back. Just go with Terry and Gatch
go
in
with
space.
The flow, go with the flow.
In season six, we're going to go to space.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We're going to be podcasting from the moon.
Let's interview some Martians.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah.
We're all from Mars, we found out last week.
Dude, I got a call back coming here. Remember, it might have been like season two when we did a musical challenge.
Okay.
Where I played a song that I chopped up and remade.
Oh, Bob Dylan.
That's what it was. I couldn't even remember it was so long ago.
It was Seth and Dylan with Bob Dylan.
That was way back in the day, wasn't it?
It was season three, I think.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
It was Seth and Dylan with Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And they cracked up. So that was the day that he broke his chair that we were just talking
Dude,
about.
Dude, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Flashback.
Fat Dylan.
Yeah, but I got another one.
Fat, depressed Dylan.
I got another one. And
Dude,
I...
don't be so depressed, man. We want to have fun with you some more.
I know, yeah.
Come back on our show. I don't care if you don't get along with your friends. I don't know if you're even listening anymore. You might be incoherent.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you think is funny, but I know what is. It always makes me laugh when I hear the word jizz.
I don't got any volume, I don't think.
From what? Oh, you're trying to play something?
Oh.
Sorry,
no,
Broham. No,
wait.
Solon. I listened to
that
Solon.
Just went, okay. You did?
Live at the Venetian. A friend of mine asked about that until we broke it out, and I hadn't heard it for probably fucking 10 years.
I always, every once in a while, I think of Solon. I go, man, that'd be so cool for a studio reunion.
Just to make a record?
Yeah, put those songs.
Pick the best 10 out of the whole 50 or however.
Dude, record them all, dude.
No, we don't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, dude, there's some great shit in there.
Okay.
Not that you guys shouldn't get together and play shows or whatever, but
right.
I'm just saying at least, you know, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
So, all right, so
20 years later.
Well, that's not what I was playing.
I know. You want to play Dashboard Jeebus.
Cooking at the Cluck of Chicken. Mark, 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 mark.
That's a good one. That was me.
Okay.
There's always something cooking at the Cluck of Chicken. Mark, 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 mark.
All right,
mark,
here's mark. The challenge song.
Is it a challenge?
Yeah, you got 1 minute to name the song.
What?
Yep.
1 minute?
Yep, name it when you know it.
Okay, go.
Whoops.
There's always something cooking at the Cluck of Chicken.
Damn it. Don't never buy a Zune.
Okay.
I don't think you can anymore.
I won't, but I'm going to start with something. Okay, start. 1 minute. Sounds like docking.
Close. It'll become clearer.
I've only got 30 seconds. I've only got 15. Okay, Big City Nights.
No, that's it.
Scorpions. And that was that 1 minute exactly on mine. All right.
That's par then. You shot par because it was right at 1 minute.
Right before the title comes out. Wow. How do you make those?
Dude, I made that a long time ago. It's like a good hour. Chop that up.
To make that?
Because I don't want it to be recognizable until about 1 minute in.
Right, I understand.
So you got to, like, twist it and then listen to it. And if it sounds like... It's like taking the easy question off of the quiz.
Ah.
Until the very end.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's tedious.
It sounds like it. It sounded like a bunch of different songs. I heard For a Second, Dokken, Def Leppard.
Oh.
I heard some stuff in there. And I was like,
that's crazy.
And then I would wait. And then I was like, no.
Think of all those influenced from the Scorpions. And when that song was later on in the Scorpions.
That was the same
right?
as, well, that was on the same album as Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
at First Sting.
Really? So that was
83, 84.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was around 84, not like, you know, they were
Blackout.
Like, that was like 78.
Blackout was 80, but 78 80? Was like the zoo and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
Animal
I was thinking.
Magnetism.
I know they had been around well before they were rocking like a hurricane, you know. And I don't know.
Apparently they started, Rudolf Schenker started the Scorpions in 1966.
That's crazy.
It is their classic rock
band.
What
was he, like 12?
He's 15, 16, something like that. So he's old. He's old now.
Okay. Okay, I can see that. He was.
He had his little brother Michael in the
band. He was mid-20s when he made it then.
Yeah, for sure.
Big City!
Hey, don't forget, don't come to the Tiny Tavern tonight.
All right.
I'm not going to be there.
Never forget.
Go to Yob instead. He already forgot. What happened Wednesday? I don't know. Forgot. But it's Friday, because we don't have to think about that. It's our 200th episode, and we're
People
here
should
to
send us
party.
Some ideas for what they want us to do in season five.
Six.
And nothing to do with Icy Hot.
Crawl.
He sent me a message, said that he accidentally got some Icy Hot on his junk. That's a callback to season one.
How do you accidentally get Icy Hot on your junk?
I don't know.
He had been rubbing it on his shoulder and then had to pee?
Or
using it as lube?
I don't know. I guess
used one of those desensitizing condoms, but he had it on inside out.
Is that what it is? Icy Hot? They put Icy Hot on condoms?
No, I don't think so. But remember that Kirby...
It doesn't sound like that'd be very comfortable for anyone.
It's desensitized her vagina. Had to ask the Indian groundskeeper to help us.
Is that a...
Curb.
Oh. I was
Larry put...
Trying
he's
to make
like,
a Willie joke.
It's,
groundskeeper
what's his name?
Willie.
Jeff Garland, character in that show, gave him... He's like, you gotta use these condoms, man. He's like, go all night. All night. He's like, you go all night? He's like, all night long. All night. You go all night. So he put it on inside out because it's supposed to desensitize your penis, and that way you don't feel, makes it numb so you could keep humping without feeling, and that way you don't get done. Well, he had it on inside out, so it made Cheryl's vagina numb for like a week.
Weird. Well, a week?
That was probably an exaggeration, but yeah, she couldn't feel nothing down there. And my
maybe,
wife,
maybe that should be would that help during childbirth? Like a week before your dude is...
Slather it up with whatever they use. Lidocaine. Yeah. It's a lidocaine, baby. Lidocaine.
You know,
lidocaine.
That reminds me of Curb. What's that guy's name? J.B. Smoove?
Yeah, JB.
I was watching The League. They got some new episodes on
new episodes?
On Netflix. Yeah, The League.
Oh, yeah.
With Nick Kroll and all
new.
Those guys.
They're
no,
they're
last
Netflix.
Season.
Yeah, new
yeah.
to Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they're doing this season or not.
Well, when Kroll was on Jeselnik the other night again, he said from The League, which, I mean, that doesn't mean they're doing another season, but.
Maybe he's promoting it because it is around that time with the football.
And the Kroll season. New Kroll show is coming out soon.
Nice. So, that was cool.
Season two.
But J.B. Smoove was on there. He was a guy in a wheelchair.
He's fucking funny.
And the thing was, this guy came into the store when the guys from The League came into a sporting show store, and he wanted to get in shape. So he, the guy's like, these are the shoes you want, the Cavatos running shoe or something like that. And they only had one left of the ones with the tread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then J.B. Smoove came in. He was in a wheelchair, and he wanted those.
Ah.
And the guy's like, why don't you get these? They don't have the sport tread on there. You don't need sport tread. You're in a wheelchair. What do you need sport tread for? And so that was the whole thing. And then
he probably said, what you talking about, man?
Yeah, and then later on he was like,
sport tread.
Getting a massage and so or something, and so his legs were off the table.
Uh-huh.
And the one guy happened to be in the same place and saw him over there. And so since he couldn't feel anything below his waist, he went in there and snuck his shoes off and replaced them with his.
Holy shit. Well, I'll have to watch that. I'm going to be having Netflix. I have Netflix. I just can't watch it. I made sure and watched at least a couple shows on my phone just because I had to pay $9 for the month, $8, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I could have probably deactivated it. But
what'd you watch? think you can go on vacation
the
mode,
first
too.
4 minutes of Orange and Black.
Yeah. Like 3 or 4 times?
I've watched it 17 times now. It went a little farther the next time, and it got to a scene with Jason Biggs and some girl or something. Uh-huh. Talking about stuff, but I was still thinking about the boobs at that point, so I didn't.
That's where he finds out that she used to be a lesbian, and she's going to prison.
He had a small cameo on Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh yeah,
recently, and they were talking about someone as a motivational speaker, and he'd always helped all these people, and I had all these people. He's like, before I ever listened to his motivational tapes, my name used to be Jason Smalls. And that was the whole thing. And then it went to the next guy, and it was all these weird people. But
that was funny.
I'm kind of curious to see if you heard about the new NBC series starring Tom Lennon.
Ding, ding, ding. No.
No.
But I'm very interested.
Because he's fucking funny,
dude. Tom Lennon is a genie eye.
Even though Comedy Bang Bang is a TV
show. He's one of the eyes of a genie.
Exactly. I dream of genie eyes. But him and that Rob
Hubel?
Yeah.
Okay.
How'd you know?
Because I know the circle.
Fuck, man.
It could have been him or Rob, that other Rob.
Yeah, but it was Hubel.
Okay.
And so they were on the
that
audio
guy's fucking hilarious,
dude,
too,
it
man.
It was a great episode if you have a chance to listen to one comedy, whatever podcast they're called. The Comedy Bang Bang with Tom
Lennon. The IFC channel or
no,
the podcast?
The podcast.
Oh, okay.
Podcast. I was just looking at it on, because I had watched all the shows, and I was like, I wonder, because they get so goofy on the TV show.
Yeah.
With all
you,
these
so you've
weird
been listening
things.
To the podcast?
I just listened to that one episode because I like Tom Lennon. He,
oh, yeah.
He was on the Jeselnik Offensive with Marc Maron about a month ago, and that was also a great episode. Found myself laughing out loudly. In my living room by myself, so that's always good.
That show is, it's always been great.
Tom Lennon, though, funny guy. Dude, and they were making jokes really, about, then you can just write a screenplay for some movie about a museum, make a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would have never even known that he wrote that until I got that book that I should probably bring back someday that you loaned me.
You got it.
You got it.
I know where it is.
If I need it, I'll get it from you.
Yep. You'll remember one of these days, probably around the same time that I remember you have it.
Yep. So
I read it. It's an excellent book. People should go to our site, tagcastpodcast.com, click on the link and go and buy that book by Tom Lennon and his partner, How to Make $1 Billion Writing Comedy Movies or whatever it is.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But
I enjoyed the book, and it was very easy to read and very informative, but very real and what you need to do. I like the chapter 2 on how to spend your millions after you've made them, including a little sample menu of how to order things at In-N-Out Burger.
The stuff that's not on the menu?
Yeah, like the extra onions or whatever, or the cheese fries.
You go in there and you look at the menu, like, man, they don't have very much stuff here.
Yeah, they don't.
It's like, well, they do. You just got to know what to order.
Like that stuff is good, too. You know, I mean, it was a good, well-made burger.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's like I'd go out and seek it unless I was going to seek a burger.
Seek a burger? Is that a place?
Seek a burger? It should be, dude.
Yeah, I know. It'd just be seek-a-burger, and you could just seek out any burger. We have all different kinds of burgers.
I always wanted to get a, man, I'm probably giving out too much information, a restaurant named Picky's. Picky's Burgers, and you just order the burger, and then everything you wanted on it would cost extra. So if you're picky and you just wanted a plain burger, you wouldn't have to pay for the lettuce and the tomato and the onion. All that stuff would be charged extra.
Right.
This is picky people out there.
It's important to have a good name for
sometimes,
your restaurant.
Sometimes even Burger King doesn't make it my way.
That's right. You tell them to, and they don't.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it was Nick Kroll who kind of sang this joke or talked it with his guitar in the background. He said, I wish they'd open up a restaurant called I Don't Care so I could finally take my girlfriend to that place she's always talking about. Where do you want to go for dinner tonight? I don't care. All right, we're going. He's pretty funny.
He is. Rewatching or watching new episodes of The League, man, it had me cracking up.
Oh, wait, that's not who I meant. I meant Nick Thunes. Sorry. Nick
Thunes. That's cool.
We were just talking about Kroll on the head. Nick Tooney. Nick Thune. Hi, this is Scott Tunis, and you're listening to the whatever with the two guys I don't know their names.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're talking about us, Scott.
I know.
You little punk rock and Nazi. He's a Nazi, a band Nazi, but he was a punk rocker. He used to skateboard. He
out-Nazied Frank Zappa, didn't he?
Yeah, he became the replace Frank Zappa Nazi. He was called the Clone Meister.
Ooh.
That's the title that you held in Zappa if you were second in command when he wasn't at practice yet. Because when you got 5 to 6, mm-hmm. 8 hour practices a day, sometimes Zappa's taking care of business doing something else.
You think that he would want himself to be cloned?
Zappa?
Yeah.
Because he couldn't enjoy it. Wouldn't really be him.
Yeah, he probably would be. Whatever really that word really, is about that.
He wasn't really ever concerned about pleasing anyone else.
No, but he wanted his stuff to be available to anyone afterwards.
Yeah.
No, well, not freely.
Not freely, but available.
Available to
And I thought masses. It would be weird because there were members of the band, say, like, I think it was Ed Mann. No relation to Ed McMahon. But,
mm-hmm. He's more Scottish.
Ed Mann. He was the Clone Meister from like 78 to 81, and then while he was still in the band, Scott Tunis comes in and becomes Clone Meister. So I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they, and then the 88, that's
was
when
that, was
the guy
that
came
in,
back to the band, and then the whole band imploded because they all hated Scott Tunis.
Didn't they make a movie about that, though, Attack of the Clones?
Attack of the Tunis.
Oh.
Yeah. The tuna clones. Attack of the Clonus.
Dude, I would like to clone some tunas.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then you could smoke them. I like a good smoked tuna.
I like to smoke a ganja, not tuna.
You know any place around close where I could hunt some doves?
No.
You know turtle doves are the slowest type of dove?
No. Are they even
turtles.
A dove? I know, but are they fly?
I don't know.
Two turtles and a beer in a tree.
Dude, I got a turtle story.
Toitles.
You know, pot is a gateway drug.
Wait, are they?
We all know that, right?
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, okay.
Gateway to cookies, I know.
Go ahead. Okay, and so by that thinking, a sea turtle was saved from a life of hard drugs this week because he was saved from the pot.
Oh, poor turtle.
An endangered species. Some guy brought it into a restaurant and said, cook this up for me. And the guy said, no way. In fact, I refused to cook it. And then he eventually had to buy it for several $100 so that he could turn it over.
Was it a species or a species?
A species.
A girl or boy fish? Species or species?
I'm not sure.
It was an undetermined species.
Yeah. He'll be released in the wild if he passes his health checks. I guess he's got to pass his health checks first. And if he doesn't, then he's going to
fall into Obamacare. I hope his health checks don't bounce.
Ah!
Turtles.
Pun.
What were you going to say?
Puntastic. That was just my pun of a gong. Pun.
Pun. Well, that sounded weird. My wife Googled something the other day that started with why does my, and it just came right up vag smell.
Huh.
It's back on top.
Wow.
And so she had to click on it.
Uh-huh.
I never have.
Wow. Uh-huh.
There was a big article about it.
Huh.
It said that the vagina normally has a pretty musky smell, and that's mm-hmm. normal. But if it starts to smell offensive, then maybe you should see a doctor.
Jovan Musk.
That's right, for men. That's why men love mm-hmm. the musk, and that's why women love men who wear musk, because they're like, you smell like my pussy. So musky. So now it's an inside joke around the house when we talk about someone's stinky pussy, it's just musky. Ooh, that lady smells musky.
Isn't a musk an animal?
Yeah, a minx.
Musk?
I don't think
muskrat.
Oh, muskrat love.
Yeah.
must have love, Captain Tennille.
So that's about loving vagina. Some musky,
stinky rat vagina.
Some musky with the tail sticking out of it.
Musky rat love, making love to my musky rat, standing in line at the post office.
What do you think? My musky rat. A good age for retirement.
40.
For a chicken.
Depends on how many people rented you or fucked you. You mean like a laying hen?
Yeah, laying a hen. And then they, you know, what do you do when they stop laying eggs? You know, and you can't make bird breasts out of them because they're too lean.
Bird
and they're
breasts?
Old. Bird breasts.
Bird breasts. Bill Brasky.
Somebody
recently
paid $50,000 to fly 1,200 retired chickens to upstate New York.
Retired chickens?
Yeah, they're, instead of having them slaughtered and basically turned into fertilizer or whatever they do.
So what do they do for the rest of their fucking old
they're
lives?
They're just moving to sanctuaries, I guess.
Do they get
a lot
to do
of
things,
fucking chickens.
Do they get to do things that they enjoy?
Like, yeah, they get to play horseshoes.
Ooh. Why wouldn't they play chicken shoes?
And I don't know if you know this, but a lot of chickens like to play harmonica.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a freaky fact. That's fucking weird, man.
Yeah, when you get a weird locomotive sound when they cackle. When they cackle into the harmonica.
That was my helicopter. That was pretty good. what do you think about what do you think should be done to youth pastors who molest young boys?
I think they should go to a Chinese zoo and have their testicles ripped off in a freak monkey accident.
Okay, that would be pretty detestable.
Mm-hmm. I think they should probably go to prison. They'll get what they deserve there, probably, from what I hear.
Some of them are just, like, fucked up in the head, though. Like, not only that they would, you'd have to be fucked up in the head to do... I mean,
certainly, yeah.
I guess you're a homosexual, so you're attracted to other males, but to take advantage of young boys.
To take advantage of young, yeah, boys.
But, okay, so this has happened many times, but in this case, I thought I'd bring it to light because of what this guy said. He said that God had told him, this is in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and he came forward saying that he had sex with teenage boys because it was his duty, God told him, to help them with homosexual urges by praying while he had sexual contact with them. What?
I don't...
I know. So I read farther going, what does that mean? Okay, he was arrested on 60 counts of suspicion of sexual exploitation by a counselor or therapist after authorities found out about his actions. He said that he admitted to having sexual relations with four young men starting in 2007 to help them, quote, gain sexual purity in the eyes of God.
So he's cleaning them out?
Yeah, it gets worse. However, at least eight men have come forward with complaints that the pastor molested them. He said the longest relationship he had with any of the boys was 4 years and that it started when they were 14 and that the, quote, unquote, mutual contact took place only 25 to 50 times, but the victims say more like 50 to 100. Now, here's the kicker.
It sounds like he has some morals because he waited till they were 14 and then stopped the relationships when they were 18 after 4 years.
Yeah, and then he can't count very well, too, because the amount of times that they had was obviously he was off. But he said that they all went to this place where it happened at his house to be helped with sexual purity, and they know that going in. But this is what he said. When they would ejaculate, they would be getting rid of the evil thoughts in their minds. So it comes out of your dick. Evil thoughts come out. That's why they say when you're thinking with your dick.
But he was the...
I don't know. Was he? They were fucking him, or if he was sucking him off, or what... Doesn't say. I don't want to know, but it just blows me away. He's 31 years old. He's free right now on a $30,000 bond.
I know how to do, I know what to do to him.
What?
And this is a guy by the name of, this is an old dude. Sometimes I like to tell a little bit about some old stuff, but this is how I destroy him. Mithridates was his name.
Okay.
And the king, I don't know what he did, but this is how they punished him. They take two boats. You take two boats, right? Framed right. exactly to fit upon, fit each other.
Okay.
Right? And then you lay one, and then you lay down in one of them. Right? You lay the guy on his back in one. Okay. Right? And then you cover the body with another one so that the head, hands, and feet are left outside these two sandwiched boats, right?
Okay. Okay.
All right. And then then you feed him. And if he refuses to eat, you force it him to eat by pricking his eyes. Right?
How does that force him to eat?
Well, because I don't know. I guess after they tried it so many times, that's how best they could do. They could force him to swallow.
Okay.
Okay. And then after he's eaten, these priests, right? They drench him with a mixture of milk and honey, pouring it not only into his mouth but all over his face. They then keep his face continually turned towards the sun, and it becomes completely covered up and hidden by the multitude of flies that settle on it.
Ooh.
And as within the boat, inside the boat, right?
Right.
You know, he's been eating and drinking, uh-huh. right? So you would fill the boat up full of shit, right?
Right.
And then things would get in there, right? Vermin.
Shit-eating things.
Creepy things. And while you're just pretty much in there, in your shit, these things would enter your bowels, consuming you.
Yikes.
And then after you're pretty much completely eaten, they take off the upper half of the boat, and there'd be swarms of creatures just eating and growing in his innards. And this wow. Mithridates guy suffered for 17 days before he finally died.
That's fucking sick.
Yep.
That sounds like a good making for a movie.
It does. It does. And it would be an excellent way to, you could use a priest at the beginning as the guy who gets put in there.
Right. That guy.
Yeah, exactly. Just cast him in the part and do it for real and make a snuff movie.
That's right. We're coming for you.
Hey-o!
All of our sins are coming out for you.
I love a good pun.
So I know this might seem a little overwhelming, but it is the 200th episode.
200. 200.
And how often do you come up with a top 200 list?
You have a top 200 list?
It's not top 200, but it's 200 things to do.
All right.
Before you die.
All right, let's do it.
Now, half of these almost I've done.
All right.
Well, I want to see how many you've done.
Of 200?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We might not get through them. Who knows how long this is going to take.
Okay.
I don't know what order they're in, but number 200 I've done, been arrested.
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever written your own role-playing game?
Yes.
Well, there's one for you, one for me. I have not. Have you ever found out that someone was going to dump you via live journal?
No.
No, me neither. Have you ever been a DJ? Yes.
Have I?
On the internet, Sick Daddy Radio.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
And I've done DJ work as well.
Well, duh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
I know. I've bleached it. Does that count?
That's dye, yeah.
Okay.
I, however, have not, so you're one up on me now. Have you ever had a booth at a street fair?
No.
Have you ever sold your own artwork to someone who you didn't know? Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're beating the fuck out of me. All right. Have you ever built your own PC from parts?
No, not completely, no. No.
Have you ever had to put someone you love in hospice care?
No.
Have you ever thought to yourself that you're living the dream?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, I misspoke. Living your dream. That's the same thing.
I don't know if I've ever been living my dream.
I've thought I was living the dream before. I'll give me a yes on that one. Have you ever written your own computer language? And these aren't questions. These are just things you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Ever been elected?
This is a bucket list.
Been elected to public office?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a director of a fucking public charity.
Oh, yeah. I guess I have, too.
Yep.
Okay, we both get an X for that. Have you ever had sex with someone half your age or twice your age?
No.
Me neither, damn it. These are bucket lists we have to do. Have you ever?
Well, when I was one.
Have you skipped all your school reunions? Fuck yes, yeah. I have. All right. Have you ever apologized to someone years after inflicting the pain on them or the hurt?
No.
I don't think I have, because by that time I don't care. Have you ever killed and prepared an animal for eating? A fish is an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I helped my dad with deer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever taught yourself an art from scratch?
Yeah.
Okay. What was that art?
Any.
Music
painting.
Is art, right?
Yeah, painting, music.
You ever dined in a restaurant and stolen the silverware, plates, cups because your apartment needed them?
Not because I needed them. No.
Well, have you ever got 86 from that restaurant because you did it so many times they figured out it was you? No on both of those for me. Have you ever selected one important author who you missed in school and read afterwards?
No.
No, we don't care about reading. You ever read the Iliad?
Yes, in school.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. You beat me. You ever eaten fried green tomatoes?
No.
Have you ever petted a cockroach?
No. Nor have I seen fried green tomatoes all the way through.
Have you changed your name?
Sure, a few times.
I think that means legally.
No.
Parasailed?
No.
You ever gone back to school?
I went back to school. Yeah.
I went to college.
I went to a vocational school.
Ooh, selling pot?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you ever been a sperm or egg donor?
I claim to have once fathered 2,000 children, but no, I never have.
You ever eaten sushi?
No.
Have you ever had your picture in the newspaper?
Yes.
Have you ever had two or more healthy romantic relationships for over a year at a time?
No.
Okay.
You want two at a time at the same time?
No. Two.
No.
That'd be funny. Two at the same time. You ever got someone fired for their actions?
Not that I know of.
Do you ever change someone's mind about something you care deeply about?
Yeah. Pat likes ween.
All right. Another X for you. Have you ever fallen in love at an ancient...
You have too, right? You've had to have convinced somebody of something sometime.
Nah. Nobody listens to me.
You never convinced somebody that the Beatles were greater than the Rolling Stones or that Zappa was worth listening to?
Maybe. I guess I'll take an X for that.
Or to one of your shows.
I have pleaded many cases in my life, so. Have you ever fallen in love at an ancient Mayan burial ground?
No.
We should do that sometime. Have you ever eaten kangaroo meat?
No, but I would.
Taking a canoe trip that lasted more than 2 days?
No.
Ding, 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 ding. Visit all seven continents.
Uh-oh. I haven't even visited all seven counties.
Visit more foreign countries than U.S. states? No. Here's one I bet you've done.
All right.
Slept for more than 30 hours over the course of 48.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Sure I have.
Probably, 2 15-hour nights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're fucking feeling shitty, like ill with the flu.
That's living right there. That's living. Have you ever slept through an entire flight?
No. I've only flown twice.
Have you ever hiked to the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
Never been there.
Have you ever had a snake as a pet?
I never would.
Ever had a sex? Had a sex? Had sex on a moving train?
Nope. Or with a snake?
Major surgery?
No. Yeah. I don't think I've ever.
Hey, this is almost. This is tag cast material. You ever ridden a horse? Come on,
oh,
yes or no.
Man, that'll. Oh yeah, I have.
Okay. Have you ever fired a rifle or a shotgun or a pistol?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. We live in Oregon.
I want to do it again soon.
You ever eaten mushrooms that were gathered in the wild? Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Psilocybins. You ever had a body part of yours below the neck pierced?
No.
Me neither. No body parts whatsoever. You ever driven a land vehicle at a speed of greater than 100 miles per hour?
We're the non-pierced cast.
I know.
180?
Over 100. Have you ever driven over
100? Oh, over 100? I haven't driven over. I've been in a passenged.
Nope, that's not the question.
Okay. Is that a word? No, passenged?
I was just passaging. Passaging. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
Yep.
All right. You ever gone on an African photo safari?
Dude, that'd be awesome, man. But no.
Ever killed a human?
Can I take the fifth?
Yep, you can. Have you ever broken a bone? These are bucket list things, I guess. You got to kill.
I better get on that one, then.
You ever won money on a TV game show? Well, you've broken a bone, haven't you?
No.
Me neither. We're the No Broken, No Pierce cast.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. All right. Have you ever petted a stingray?
Nope.
Ever won money on a TV game show?
No.
Here's an X for both of us. Ever been fired or laid off from a job?
Yeah.
Have you ever held someone while they were having a flashback?
No.
Have you ever lost over 100
That's a
pounds?
Weird question, though. No. I've never lost over 100 pounds.
Have you ever helped an animal give birth?
No.
Have you ever broken someone's heart?
Yeah.
All right, me too. Good job. We're pretty close here together.
All right.
We're close together. Have you ever wrote articles for a large publication?
A large publication. No.
No. Survived an accident that you shouldn't have survived? I'm going to say yeah. I've been in some bad car accidents.
I would probably say, not that I can know.
Have you ever had plastic surgery?
No.
Have you ever had an abortion? Or your female partner?
Questionable.
Have you ever sang loudly in the car?
I don't believe her.
Have you ever sang loudly in the car and didn't stop when you knew someone was looking?
Yeah, probably.
Have you ever walked over the Golden Gate Bridge?
No, I've driven over it.
Me too.
Well, I've passenged over it.
I drove over it. Have you ever picked up and moved to another city to just start over and be with the one you love?
No.
Okay. Have you ever called or written your congressman person? Congressperson, PC?
Probably. I think I've written a congressperson before.
Whoa. Have you ever found out something significant that your ancestors did?
No, because I don't remember it.
Yeah, this is too many, dude. I'm scared.
How many is that?
That's like only 75.
Well, we could go to 100.
I'm skipping to the top 30.
All right.
This is a 200th episode, but there's only time for so much. Have you ever taken a sick day when you weren't ill?
Yep.
Yeah. You ever bet on a winning horse?
On a video game.
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't count. You ever had a food fight?
No.
Ever had an uncontrollable giggling fit at the worst possible moment?
Yes.
Have you ever looked through a telescope at the night sky?
Yeah. There was the moment when I was over at a friend's house that I didn't know very well, and was always kind of like a little bit of an uncomfort zone for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was not that they were like bad people or anything. You know, it was just out of my zone. These guys were role playing and I didn't know everybody that well. And so we're role playing, and we start, and then they start like they got like dwarf voices and stuff that they're role playing in.
Yeah,
and we're really super baked. And I just couldn't stop fucking giggling every time. And he was totally being serious. Like, he was getting into it. And I'm just over there giggling my ass off. And they didn't invite me back.
That's not funny. We're serious here. Have you ever given more than you can afford to charity?
Man. No.
You ever got drunk on champagne?
Yeah.
I think I have, too. Have you ever watched a meteor shower?
Yeah, I've looked in the sky in August.
You ever taken a trip in a hot air balloon?
No.
Changed the baby diaper?
No.
I have done that. That's shitty. Slept under the stars?
Yeah.
Not in a tent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Touched an iceberg?
No.
Grown and eaten your own vegetables?
Yeah. Tomato, right? Is a vegetable?
Yeah, well.
Or is it a fruit?
That's the only thing you've grown and eaten?
That I've personally grown. Like, I had those tomato plants out there last year. I've never really had a garden other than that.
I think they are a fruit, though. But everybody calls them a vegetable. Have you ever walked the stairs to the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
No.
Gone to a huge sports game?
Yeah.
Seen the Northern Lights?
No.
Stayed up all night long, watched the sunrise.
Yeah. And I partied all day. Were you just pulling the curtains up on me?
No. Have you ever watched a lightning storm at sea?
No. That would be badass, though.
You ever visited Paris?
I got hit. Hilton?
Yeah.
No, I've never been to Paris. Is that what it's asking?
Yeah, I stayed at the Paris Hilton once. They got double occupancy in some rooms.
Moo.
And you can go in the back door.
I heard there's a complimentary pineapple.
Yep, that's right. You ever bungee jumped?
No.
I would like to. I have not either. You ever done a strip tease?
Mm-mm.
Ever hugged a tree?
Yeah.
Okay. I probably have, but I don't recall.
Yeah, you have.
Okay.
It's as good as my have.
You ever said I love you and meant it?
Yeah.
You ever take a candlelit bath with someone else?
No.
Forgot the I love you one. I don't think I ever have either. You ever held a tarantula?
Yeah.
Whoa, I haven't.
When I was a little kid.
I think you're going to beat me on this top 100. We did a top 200 through 130, and then we jumped to 30. And I don't think they're in any particular order. You ever been inside the Great Pyramids?
No.
Taken a Ferrari for a test drive?
Nope.
You ever climbed a mountain?
No.
Have you ever swam with dolphins?
No.
Number one of the 200 things to do before you die. Drum roll, please. Oh, that's a shitty drum roll.
It was.
You ever bought everyone in the pub a drink?
No, but I've been in a place when somebody did.
Oh, that's a half a point. 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28. You got 32 out of 100.
Wow.
I don't think I did.
That's not bad. I mean, some were a little more vague fitting than other questions.
You beat me by 4.
Ooh.
So my bucket list is longer than yours, I guess.
I don't know if I want to, like, murder somebody and stuff like that, though.
You could kill 2 birds in 1 stone and murder somebody and break a bone at the same time. The skull is a bone, isn't it?
Yeah. Here's a ponderable for you.
All right.
Should our jurors be our peers? Right? You know how that's the rule?
Yeah.
You think that should be?
I think so.
Or, this is what I'm proposing. I think jurors should be an independent body of people who are experts in body language and lies.
That's a good idea.
I'd want those kind of people on the
just
stand.
Just not some Tom, Dick, or Jane?
No, I think...
Because if you had just some peer from the community...
Or maybe give them a little bit of that kind of a training, maybe. Or, you know, just a little crash course in it. Because, you know, I think that there's so much that you could get out of that. When you're at least have like a couple on there, right?
Yeah.
You know?
A couple experts, but then they would probably think that they were more educated and more better to
certainly
decide, and then they got the other people on, the other 10 guys mm-hmm. are like, well, you guys just think you know everything because of your lie detector technology in your brain, but mm-hmm. I know that he's innocent, even though they found his fingerprints in blood on her wound.
Fingerprints in blood. Sounds like a Bon Jovi song.
It does. But probably post Richie Sambora Bon Jovi.
Fingerprints in Bon Jovi.
And I bet that is exactly what.
There was a story about a guy who he was putting his fingers in people's butts, and he was caught because he left a fingerprint.
Ooh, that's another shitty story. Today on Friday, Hans is listening to another. I'd say he's a solo artist, and his name is fun to pronounce, just like Bertolamante.
Donovan.
No. Al Di Meola.
Oh, Al Di Meola, the great jazz guitarist, classical guitarist,
yes,
right?
He's listening to, hard to pronounce here, World Sinfonia.
Is that guy still around?
Yes.
Al Di Meola?
I believe so. Just saw a post from Jason Rowe the other day saying to like Al Di Meola.
Yeah?
He digs him. I haven't listened to a lot. I've heard he's pretty good.
I've heard, I think, a couple things just, you know, going through and hearing his name as researching great guitarists, you know. He's always usually up there among the list, so you check out a couple songs. I don't recall any of them, but...
Does he play mostly acoustic stuff?
I thought he was like a nylon guy.
A nylon guy?
Yeah.
Classical?
Yeah. But maybe I could be wrong.
I could be, too. And Hans, we're still wondering if it was you.
Who bought the CD?
Yes.
Of the throat singing?
Yes.
Throat singing. Everything.
Oh, no, he plays electric sometimes. I see him playing a Les Paul right now.
Everything is relatable to Queen's Bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a jazz guy. He plays guitars, keyboards, drums, cello, vocal, and percussion.
Awesome. He's a well-rounded musician.
Yeah.
And in my, not CD player, but in my listening device, I was listening to a recently downloaded comedy album by the guy who is touring with Brian Posehn. His name's Derek Sheen, and his album is called Holy Drivel. And the cover of the album is a takeoff on a Holy Diver, of course. But he's a Seattle comic, very funny. If you have a chance, check out Derek Sheen. He will make you laugh.
All right.
And today, which I was going to mention earlier but forgot, makes me realize that this list of national days is just made up every year, because today, Friday the 13th, is National Defy Superstition Day. And it wouldn't be Friday the 13th every year on the 13th of September.
Yeah.
So that's fucking bullshit.
I think people just make up some days.
And we're going to skip the birthday music, but we've got a couple of celebrity birthdays here. Dave Mustaine, born on this day. He's got a Friday the 13th birthday this year, yeah.
And also, Nirvana had that song about him.
Dave Mustaine!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to play that. I thought it was called I Miss Dane for a while. Because before he passed away and he wasn't in the band anymore, we used to say, I Miss Dane! I'm his Dane. Dave Mustaine. So how old do you think Dave Mustaine is today?
Dave Mustaine. Because
I think Lars recently turned 51 or 49.
83. He was probably about... They were drinking, right, back in those days. Yeah. So he was probably about 20. I'm going to go 53.
Damn, that is close. 52. Dave Mustaine, 52 today, and Gatch with his extraordinary figuring of birthday skills by comparing to what
there's a guy in Lebanon.
Oregon?
Yep. Supposedly, he knows your birthday.
He knows my birthday.
He knows everybody's birthday. If you've told him your birthday, he'll remember your birthday.
Right on. That's like that guy that told me my birthday up there at that gas station in Portland.
Yeah, but he saw it on your license plate.
He did. He did on my handicap placard. Yeah. But Seth, I was telling Seth that, Seth Milstein, and he told me a story about the first peep show he ever went to, like out in New York when he was younger. Mm-hmm. And he put in his money, and the wall goes up, and there's this beautiful girl there dancing naked, and she starts talking to him, and she says, you're a Pisces, aren't you? He's like, yeah. And then said, your birthday is this day, huh? And it was his birthday. And she said, he said, how'd you do that? She's like, it's just my thing, honey. It's just my thing.
Wow. He said,
that was so fucking weird because I was young and she was naked and I was already like, fuck. And then she did that and I was like, fuck.
How'd she know? Did he ever put it together?
Never found out.
Hmm.
I said, lucky for me, I went in the station and said, what the fuck's the deal with your fucking gas station attendant out there? It's 2:30 in the morning, and he just told me what my birthday is. I've never seen him, and then he came in and said, are you tripping out still? He was like 17. I was like, yeah, you're real funny, dude.
You know, in Mexico, it is the day of the hero babies.
Hero babies?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I don't know. It says...
Was that National
Dia
Hero
Dia de day? Los Niños Heroes.
Oh, okay. Well, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for celebrating a birthday today, son of Ringo.
Ah! Ringo Bingo Rongo.
Zach Starkey.
Zach?
Zach with a K. No C. Mm. No C. He's blind. He said no C.
Richard.
Zach Starkey, 48. Didn't let you guess
Dick
on
and
that.
Zach.
And also comedian and head roaster from Comedy Central and his show The Burn, Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty funny.
Did you watch that fucking roast the other day that I told you to watch?
James Franco?
Dude.
I'll watch it, but
I'll tell you what.
Funny?
I'll tell you what. Adam Sandberg.
Andy?
Yeah.
Andy Sandberg.
It said.
Adam Sandler.
It said right at the beginning as the credits roll, it said Adam Sandberg as James Franco. Andy Sandberg as James Franco as Andy Sandberg. And then him and Aziz, man, they lit it up. They had some good stuff.
Aziz is funny.
Dude, he had this one joke that was, he's like, all you guys are up here making jokes about how gay James Franco is. Is that why you guys are so fat and dirty? Because you're afraid if you'll clean up and dress nice, men are going to be shoving cocks in your face? Which was pretty funny. And then there was, they had some good stuff. And your Jeff Ross said about Aziz, he said he was hilarious.
I don't know why they stopped doing The Burn if they're just in between seasons, but that was a great show as well, even if it was short-lived. I like Jeff Ross.
A lot of Comedy Central shows sometimes are like that, like that Doug Benson
Interruption.
Yeah. You know, where they just kind of do six episodes and put them up in a rotation every once in a while.
Well, that didn't work very well. I guess we'll just show that for reruns.
Yeah. It's less money they have to dish out.
That's true. I don't know what kind of deal they got going on, but they do show a lot of repeat stuff. And I've noticed by...
So Jeff Ross, how old is he?
Oh, did you want to guess? You should guess.
44.
48.
Wow.
He's been around for a while.
I was initially going to guess 50, but when you said, did you want to guess, you put me off guard.
Well, yeah, but it would have been younger than 48 because Zach Stark.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or 48 or younger. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I didn't think he was that old. I guess just a little older than me, but he's been doing it for so long, you know. Funny guy, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of shunned by some of the other comics, don't you think, a little bit?
Yeah.
He's so weird looking.
Yeah, he was in the Franco thing, he was in dreads.
Really?
Cornrows, I mean.
Oh, because he let his hair grow out and it got all bushy now.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures a few years ago where he had short hair and he looks totally different. It's like, it's funny to see him in that at all.
Yeah. That's what Jared's hair looks like when it grows out.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He showed me some old pictures, too. It's just funny. I said, you grow back out, dude. It's coming back in style.
Did you think you were looking at pictures of Eddie Vedder?
No.
Even Adam Sandler he had.
Adam Sandberg. Andy Sandler. Grand Slammer. David Spade.
David. Somebody on there said, and Lisa, it's good to see Lisa Lampanelli here tonight. Oh, that's Jeff Ross.
Apparently Lisa Lampanelli lost a bunch of weight.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
I was watching that Gotham Comedy Live, which is on once a week on Access TV. And Lonnie Love was the host, you know, big black chick comedian. Mm-hmm. And she said, all right, we're going to get this thing going here. But I want to give a quick shout out to my girlfriend in the back there. Give it up for Lisa Lampanelli, everybody. And the camera swing around, and she's in the back, and she waves, you know. She's celebrity in the crowd. And then she's like, damn, girl, you lost so much weight. She goes, how do you expect to get any black men to fuck you if you ain't got that ass anymore? But I guess she lost like 50 pounds. And it was like, it wasn't a zoom-in shot, but she looked a lot skinnier than she used to be because she used to be pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty rude, though.
Yeah.
Rude comic. I'm
trying to think of a Lampanelli pun, but I got none that are working.
Light Bulbinelli.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like an Italian dish, Lampanelli.
Ah, I serve you a Lampanelli.
Yeah.
How would you like an extra serving of a Lampanelli?
Light bulb raviolis.
Light bulb raviolis. We call them a Lampanelli in a native town of Venice, Italy. Thank you very much. It looks like we're going to be switching grief hammer practice to Thursdays for the next 6 to 8 weeks due to scheduling conflicts with Hans, the resident troll. All good with me, buddy. We probably have already practiced on a Thursday now because it's Friday. Right? Right. Party day. What else was I going to say? Oh, maybe one of the last times one of my hard rock bands plays at the Dixie, Bikini, is going to be playing October 19th at the Dixie.
Oh.
With Sick Man and I don't know who.
Sick Man.
Hey, I bet they're playing right about now. Alice in Chains played Sunday.
Wow.
And I heard that 30 Pound Test did not get to perform, but they all won free tickets.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, Jane's Addiction.
Free tickets.
Speaking of shows, stick around after this one for plugs and plugs and butt plugs and plugs. There was some song by Honky or something called Plugs, Slugs, and Blugs, or something weird.
Beers, women, and booze, or something?
No, it was plugs, and two other words that rhymes with plugs. Let me check it out real quick. I got it right here, Honky.
Plugs, bugs, and chugs, chugging.
Plugs, mugs, and jugs.
Oh, that's what it is. Yep.
So stick around after the show for Plugs, Mugs, and Jugs. We'll be drinking some beer out of a mug and looking at some titties with our mugs.
Do you like Buffalo Bill?
I don't know Buffalo Bill. I know who he was, but I don't. I think he was kind of an outlaw, wasn't he? A bandit of sorts.
Yeah, I think he was kind of the opposite. I think he went around...
Like steal from the rich and give to the poor?
No, he just went around shooting buffalo for the people who were like working on cross country or whatever.
Oh, Buffalo.
I don't know that much about him. What I do know is that he almost wasn't Buffalo Bill.
He was almost Cow Bill?
Nope, he was almost... You know, it was two guys named Bill. William and William.
Okay.
And
that's long for Bill.
Yep, William Cody and William Comstock. Okay. They had a shooting match to have exclusive rights to the name Buffalo Bill. And so they went out, and William Cody beat William Comstock 68 Buffalo to 48. 68 to 48.
That's the 20. That's 20 different.
That's a lot of fucking buffalo.
That is 60. That's like over 100 buffalo.
It is said that Buffalo Bill, in 18 months, killed 4,280 buffalo in 18 months.
That's a lot. So he kind of, earned the name Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. That's about 10 a day, isn't it?
Seems like it.
That's a lot of fucking buffalo.
And what happened? You know, well, don't we need those buffalo? How could you kill that many and not wipe out the whole species?
At one point, there was like less than 100 buffalo left, I think.
Great white buffalo. Ted Nugent will sing all about it to you if you ask him.
I hope he...
Then came the white man.
Is that what he's singing about in the little buffalo?
Yeah, the Indians needed food and needed skins for a roof, and they only took what they needed, baby.
You know what?
And all the buffaloes were the proof. But then when the white man came, he couldn't see past the billfold.
You know what a white man did when he came?
He shot the buffalo.
Nope, he used chemical fucking weapons.
Oh, shit.
He did.
He did?
He used blankets.
Ah, small blankets.
We have smallpox blankets. That is chemical fucking warfare. And now we're fucking bitten on somebody else about using it.
That could be like...
You know what? 200 years isn't very fucking long in the history, man.
It's not as long as 200 episodes.
It's not. And fucking, you got China over there has been around for thousands of years. And the fucking U.S., man, they're growing too fucking fast.
What if there was an Indian named Smallpox? And he had a store where they sold blankets.
Smallpox
blankets.
That would be funny.
Smallpox blankets. Come on in. We've got the cleanest blankets in town. We only took what we needed, baby. Millions of buffaloes with smallpox is the proof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we went all week without doing this, and because it's the 200 millionth episode, we can't forget this. And this isn't going to be our outro song. We just got to get you guys going for the weekend. Try not to get killed by any hockey mask-wearing madmen with machetes.
And I'll tell you what, no bad luck will befall you if you send a dollar to us.
Oh, no, you'll have only good luck.
Yep.
White cats will cross your paths.
Yeah.
Something else good will happen. I can't speak very well now. I still have sweat on my brow.
Mm-hmm.
The weather's been crazy. It's still cloudy and 86 degrees today on Friday the 13th.
It is.
It's a good forecast.
And yeah, is it going to rain on Halloween?
It's a long ways away.
All right.
They're already selling Halloween candy at Walmart, though.
I know. The old Big Lots has a huge fucking Halloween store in it.
Did they change their name to Old Big Lots?
They did,
Old Big Lots.
Well, you know, once they're not new anymore.
Oh, shit.
I'll ring a ding 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 dong.
I did not mean to.
Who sings that?
I don't know. This is for all you short people out there. Jason Moser.
That paint your face is,
with brown poop looking stuff.
And you ever see the Futurama episode with the where they go to the Slurm Factory?
No.
It's basically,
I don't watch that enough.
It's basically that's what it is they win a golden ticket to go to the Slurm Factory.
Slurm?
Yeah, it's like a drink. It's their soda.
Right on.
And then they go there and there's all sorts of stuff going on behind the scenes and hey, I think it's pretty much made out of a giant slug, like the scrapings of a giant slug, you know.
Ew.
All the and then once he's so addicted to it though that once he sees how it's manufactured, he goes ew, and then immediately opens one up and slams it all down.
That's how it'd be with me with Mountain Dew if I found out that they put like
vegetable oil
or cat piss,
mm-hmm,
or just something gross.
Yeah.
Oh, they make it with a good amount of whale semen.
Yeah. Ew. Glug, glug, glug.
Yummy. Yes, 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 indeed.
Well, they got Budweiser's piss.
I heard that Budweiser is no longer made in America, and it's made with fake hops.
What? So skips?
Yeah. Hops, skips, and jumps. They just use skips and jumps instead of hops.
Damn it, man.
No, but this is
poor
what I heard.
Hops.
It's called... Oh, God, why can't I ever remember any words that I want to until I don't need to know them?
Beer-making words.
They're called hop something like...
Barley hops?
No, they're called hop... They're hops. Fake.
What the, fall hops. Hop faux.
Fall hops.
Faux hops.
Faux hops.
Mm-hmm.
No, that could might as well be, but it's not that. But I've heard that Budweiser is made overseas and that it is made with fake hops.
So tourists are making it.
Yeah. And they're just skipping around.
I never realized how close the word terrorist and tourist are.
And terrorist and mm-hmm. Tourette's.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a tourist who was a terrorist with Tourette's.
Ooh.
His name was Terry. Terriest. That's people who do stuff like me. He's like a shinwing terriest. Or whatever. All right. Well, you guys, hope you we didn't do anything special, but we do want some feedback from you guys. Like, what do you want to hear in the new year? It's not the new year, but it's a new season, and there's always a reason for the season.
Yeah, we're entering a new century of shows, 201.
Oh, yeah.
And a new season.
This is our bicentennial episode.
And, yeah, we might have a new graphic.
We might have a guest on the show at some point.
What?
In case you guys haven't noticed, we've been busy and bored. Not busy, not bored. We've been busy and...
we've been...
Not bored. Lazy, been, that's what yeah. I meant. Lazy. Mm-hmm. When you're lazy, you get bored, and then you don't do anything about it, so you're just lazy. Yeah. And we haven't been seeking out guests. If you want to come on our show, Jerry Murphy?
Yeah, we always put it on our guests anyway, that if they wanted to come on, they got to tell us.
And that way, when we don't have guests for a long period of time, it just makes us feel bad about ourselves.
I know. Why? Where are you guys?
We feel unloved. Where's our Al Mentas and our Seth Milsteins?
Yeah, we have 102 countries that could come over here.
Chris Castle's finally moved last week, and I didn't even get to say goodbye, so he posted when he was in Weed, California on his way to Austin.
Never say goodbye.
And I said, I'm kind of glad I didn't get to see you before you left.
Are you going to make him a mixtape to send him?
No, I'm going to go visit him at his house in Austin and make him let me stay the night.
Didn't he have a mixtape joke?
He probably did. He probably had a mixtape. He's mixed race.
Yes.
He was like, yeah, I'm half Mexican and half white. And then we only had one black guy. But he was half white, too. So that made him the quarterback. Which, I might have fucked that joke up. But that was when he went to school at Pleasant Hill. And their mm-hmm. mascot was the Billies.
The Pleasant Hill Billies.
That's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Wow.
Don't forget to check out Pizza Now. They're our good sponsor. They've got me feeling lethargic. Man. Oh God,
they
good.
Got pizza and they got it now. Try those pizza bites, man. Those are good stuff, you know.
And you won't get anything out of it, but just say, hey, I heard you guys on the Tagcast. That's awesome that you give them free pizzas. 928-0900 or for you sticklers, 0900.
I'll tell you what, you call them up and you say, I want 3 pepperonis and you'll get that for $15 delivered to your door with a $2.50 fee.
$17.50.
Yeah.
You could feed a whole pizza party of party poopers.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon after the party, you'll be pooping.
That pizza
makes a good turd.
It does.
It makes a good turd. So go to pizzanow.com, pizza-now.com. Also, facebook.com/pizzanowalbany. Mm-hmm. And you can follow them on Twitter, @pizzanow1. God, they always got to have a dash or a Albany or a one. Everybody's biting their style.
Hashtag pizza now. Hashtag. That's what you got to do.
Let's get them trending on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hashtag pizza now.
I also got a cooking tip I didn't spread out this earlier this
we
week. You said that you utilized one of the tips the other day.
Yeah, poked a hole in my burgers with my penis.
Uh-huh.
We had mushroom burgers for the whole family. No, actually, my wife did it with my penis.
And she said they turned out very well?
Yeah, I loved them. They were great tasting. She was afraid that some of the natural juices would come out, but they're going to come out around the edges anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was good. So good. And I also shared your strip of bacon under the meatloaf trick, and she said she would try that.
Oh, right on. So this one is about pasta.
Ooh, pasta.
You know, boil your pasta a minute less. You ever watch cooking shows, and you can kind of see what they're doing here. Cook it about a minute less than it says on the package.
Because the water stays hot, and it continues to cook after you take it off.
Yeah, but then afterwards, like, put some sauce in a skillet and cook it for the final minute with the sauce in a skillet. You see them do that on shows where they're cooking the stuff in the serving in a pan.
Uh-huh.
And it comes up all nice and kind of gives it a little bit of texture.
And that's a good band that's number 2 on iTunes, Skillet.
Skillet.
Yeah, so make sure and pay attention to Gatch's cooking tips because he knows what he's doing.
Sharpen your knives. If you're going to cut yourself, cut it off.
Shopping?
Mm-hmm, shopping.
Shopping your knives.
I was shopping my knives in Harvard Park.
I was parking cars with sharp knives. I was fucking slashing tires and shit. That's not what you can do for your sharp knives, but what your sharp knives can do for your country. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening for 200 episodes.
I know. We need to bring Barry O'Toole back. That's been 189 episodes.
He's such a tool.
Barry O'Toole.
Hey, where do you bury your tool? He's like, Barry O'Toole, and this is my son, Barry.
Did I just finally get the joke?
Barry McTool. That's the thing, it'd be Barry McTool. Or it's a very old tool. Hey, Barry O'Toole's got a very old tool.
Hey, we're going to see you next season.
Yeah, we're going to have a great kickoff episode on Monday.
Kaboom!
It'll be 6:01 in the morning.
Bah!
Okay, thanks for listening, guys. Stick around for plugs, jugs, and mugs.
And rocking on.
All right, and meddling up your butts. Oh, I'm sweaty. Don't forget, keep it humid, you lucky slugs.
Miami sound machine.
Yeah, that's it. All right, plugs, mugs, and jugs. Hey, Taggots. How you do? What you gonna do? You're gonna go to see these shows. Every second Friday, which this month is the 13th of September. It's Pantsless Comedy with your host Mike McGowan at Cornucopia. Which is also known as Cornucopia Bar and Burgers. That's a 5th and Pearl in Eugene, Oregon. You should go there. It's a great show. He's always got a great headliner, usually from Portland or somewhere weird like that. So, also that night after the show, or if you're not into comedy, go see Yob, Tormentium, and Ninth Moon Black at the Wow Hall. Also a Friday the 13th show. It's going to be a good one. The night before that, on the 12th, is also at the Wow Hall, Led Zeppelin, a great Led Zeppelin tribute band. Let's see, what else do we got here? September 28th, World of Lies from Portland, and Necryptic from Eugene will be playing at the Black Forest, a free show. That's a Saturday night. I will be in attendance. I'm going to go see that. I haven't seen either of those bands for too long. October 3rd, Between the Buried and Me is going to be at the Hawthorne Theater with some other metal bands. Check it out online for information on tickets and the lineup. October 4th, Brian Posehn at the Wow Hall with Derek Sheen, which I mentioned him on Friday's show. October 8th, Michael Franti and Spearhead at the McDonald Theater. I'm not really into him, but some people are. You should go check him out if you are. October 10th through the 13th, there's a Doom Festival in Portland called Fall Into Darkness, put on by Nathan Carson and Nanotier Booking. Highlight for me for that weekend will be Orange Goblin headlining at the Mississippi Studios on October 11th.
Orange Goblin?
Orange Goblin. I didn't say Orange Frampton. There's other shows on the 10th and the 13th as well. Just look into Fall Into Darkness Festival. Google it. You'll find out what's going on. October 11th also, Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater. And then two nights later, Creator and Overkill, also at the Hawthorne Theater. October 15th, it's Guar and White Chapel. So it's like every 2 days you get a hardcore metal show that you can go see at the Hawthorne. And then October 19th, possibly be Bikini's last performance at the Dixie Creek Saloon, as I believe they're changing their format to mostly country and light rock, maybe classic rock cover band. So it's the Willamette Valley Music local whatever, I can't ever say it right, but Dave Wilson putting on the second anniversary party for Willamette Valley local music scene. It's going to be a free show October 19th at the Dixie Creek Saloon. Sick Man, the Alice in Chains tribute band, will be playing as well. November 26th, Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater. They will be playing their classic album Covenant from 20 years ago in its entirety. And then they'll come back after a short intermission and play some other favorite Morbid Angel tunes. World of Lies will be opening that show. You should hit up Tony Avila for tickets. He'll get you a discount, and it'll benefit him as well. So I think that's about it. There's probably some other shows going on. I think the 14th is Seth Milstein's comedy show at the Granary featuring Whitney Streed from Portland. There's other stuff going on. I'm out of time now because the song changed. I mean, it didn't change songs, but this is the point at plugs where I say, oh, I better wrap it up. So I'm wrapping it up, and you can take it. Go see some shows and then come back and listen to our show, TagCast Podcast, at tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the donate icon and give us some money. If you want to support, don't forget how much I fucking hate sports. All right. Rock on. Metal up your asses. And we'll see you next time.